We are thrilled to introduce baseball superstar and diehard Bengals fan, Kevin Youkilis.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
And for the American League, from the Boston Red Sox, Kevin Youkilis.
Billy, that is Kevin Youkilis. That is the Greek god of walks.
To left field, deep, far back, and it is gone. The first career home run in the major leagues for Kevin Youkilis.
Youkilis gets in on the fly. Kevin Youkilis, red hot.
Bottom of the second inning, and Youkilis is hit, and Youk's going to go to the mound. Here we go. Fights on at Fenway.
Kevin Youkilis does take over at first base. No surprise. He's batting in the number nine spot. Game over. Series over. And the Red Sox are world champs again.
A love affair beginning, I think, with the White Sox fans and Kevin Youkilis. He brings another dimension to this team, not only on the field, but in the clubhouse. He is a winner.
And there's the base hit.
Youkilis, who had a great night defensively, caps it off with a base hit that gets by Hamilton.
He's standing over from his teammates and the Fenway faithful.
Fans want him back out on the field.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons on the Score.
We are thrilled to be joined by Kevin Youkilis on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Kevin, thank you for the time. How are you doing today?
Good. How you guys?
We are doing very well. A lifelong diehard Cincinnati Bengals fan. Has that been difficult for you?
Yeah, no. It's hands down the most difficult thing in life, I think, is to stick with this team through the thick and the thin. We never get mad at the players. We usually just get mad at the ownership.
How about like in the locker room, in the clubhouses of your life, as the Bengals were often not so good? Did you get crap from Red Sox teammates and others?
Oh yeah, I mean, you can never live it down. I mean, even during the glory years of like the big wins during the regular season, the losses in the first round, and just the I'm a diehard. I've been a diehard since I was a kid, and you got to go with it. I mean, they're gonna rip on you. They're gonna tear into you a little bit. And I've worn it a lot. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Well, and you got good Andy Dalton, who couldn't get the Bengals like over the hump and actually win a playoff game, but it wasn't his fault. We have like discount target rack Andy Dalton now, but we think he's a really nice guy. He's just in an impossible situation to please the fans. What do you know about Andy Dalton that maybe we should appreciate more?
Well, first and foremost in life, good people are always is everything, right? I mean, you want good people, but in sports, you want good people that also are producing on the field.
Correct.
It is what it is. But you know, you can live with somebody that's a really good person and not the greatest, athlete of all time, but it's really hard every Sunday to watch or whatever sport you're watching that you don't have the performance. So, yeah, I mean, we get it as athletes. I mean, we all want to do great. We all want to be the best of the best. But, some of us are limited in some ways. So it's just it's an interesting dynamic. And hopefully, the Red Rockets can come out and help you guys out. But not this week.
That's exactly right.
Kevin Youkilis, I know your dad got you into the Bengals, into the Reds too. Were you like all things Cincinnati? Were you a Chris Sabo guy or, Barry Larkin guy? What was it for Youk growing up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, diehard. My dad was a huge, he was a huge Reds fan. He got to grow up with, Ted Kluszewski, shirt cut off, just bad looking dude. And so then he had the Big Red Machine and was a huge fan of them. The Cincinnati Royals, I guess, were around that time. We didn't get that luxury of having an NBA team. And Bearcats. So Bearcats were everything. So, yeah, I grew up as a Reds fan, diehard. I love Chris Sabo. I love Barry Larkin, Eric Davis, Paul O'Neill. Cal Daniels was one of my favorite players of all time.
Uh-huh.
Bo Diaz. Yeah, we can go on forever. But, that's all we had, Bengals and Reds. I mean, that was our thing, and Bearcats.
So you're obviously intimately familiar with, you know, Red Sox Nation and the curse and like kind of never believing it was going to happen. Is that you with the Bengals, or do you believe that Joe Burrow is going to, you know, lead the formerly known as Bungles to the promised land?
Well, yeah. My biggest fear in life is dying before they ever win a Super Bowl. That's my top fear right now. I've been down this road before, and it's like Joe Burrow. I love the players. I love Joe Burrow. I love, you know, T. Higgins. Do I think Ja'Marr Chase was a great pick? I think it's great because he's a great player, and I think he's going to do a lot of things. But I felt like you got to get an interior line. You got to get a defensive line. You got to get all those pieces together on the interior rather than the weapons. So I don't know. I've just seen the decisions over the years that happen, and the fact that the Cincinnati Bengals practice inside on a bubble at the University of Cincinnati pretty much speaks volumes of my my faith in my Bengals winning a Super Bowl. But there's always dreams. You always got to dream big.
See, this is the thing, Kevin. We thought, all right, should we talk to somebody from Cincinnati newspaper or The Athletic or something? No. Let's talk to Euclid. He knows plenty. And look at the volume of knowledge when he's not brewing beer with Loma Brewing Company. He's like knee-deep in the Bengals. So tell us about the defensive line, man. This is not Carlos Dunlap anymore. This is not Geno Atkins. But you got a whole new batch of guys, and then you went and paid them. They're expensive, but they're really good, too, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, you got Hubbard as a Cincinnati guy, which is really cool. And then you got Hendrickson?
Yeah, Trey Hendrickson.
Trey Hendrickson, yeah.
Hendrickson, right? I always screw up names like Henderson instead of Hendrickson, but I got this one right. And, you know, he's been just from the first game watching him, I mean, he's a beast. I was worried more about like if Cameron Jordan and some of the other interior guys on the Saints, you know, allowed him to have that great season, but this guy looks like he's the real deal. So that was a good pick. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, the interior line looks good. You paid a little bit. But at the end of the day, I mean, if you can't protect your quarterback, in the first game they did a little bit better. But I still see some weaknesses on that line on the offensive side that could, you know, be an issue, for Joe Burrow and some tough games. But, yeah, the defense looks pretty good. You know, I think they're going to do some things. But, yeah, like there's this – it's one game, right? The first game of the year, you can't really tell what's going on. And usually after the game four is when we kind of really see what kind of defense we're going to have.
I just love the idea of Kevin Youkilis being like, it's not the players, it's not the coaches, it's the damn ownership. Like you're like a caller to us on Bears Monday blaming the McCaskey family. Like if you had Mike Brown in a room, right? If you had the Bengals owner in a room, what are you saying to him? How are you fixing this team?
How much will it take for an ownership group to buy you out?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm asking because I want to be a part of that ownership group. I mean, I'll have the least amount invested in the team, but I want to be a part of it. I mean, it's time. It's time to move on. It's time to get some life. And I know it's a family business, but this family business has not been the greatest over the years. And you know, from a Bengals fan too, it's more than just being a fan. You know, this is hurt. They've crippled the city in many different ways in signing one of the worst leases ever with the city of Cincinnati, which really hurt the city. And so for me, it's more about the like, how do we reinvigorate? Because the Bengals fans are awesome. Some of the best fans you'll ever see. A little wild, a little crazy, which we like. But it's just about there needs to be a change in a makeup that excites the city again, excites Bengals fans. And a new ownership group would do that, I think.
Kevin Youkilis is our guest here on Parkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score. Your wife, Julie, is the sister of Tom Brady. And this leads to the obvious question, Kevin Youkilis. Have you played backyard football with the GOAT? Like, has this happened after a meal or at Thanksgiving? Have you caught passes from the GOAT?
I have caught passes from Tommy. The funniest one was I was getting back surgery in L.A. and we're at his house. I was getting it the next day. I had a bad herniated disc, dropped foot. And he's like, hey, can you catch? I'm like, yeah, I can do whatever I want right now because I'm just going to get operated on so I can hurt myself even worse. So he just starts ripping off balls, and I'm catching them and throwing them back. And he looked at me, he's like, wow, you got pretty good hands. I'm like, I hope so. I mean, I get rockets hit at me all the time at first base and third base. I better be able to catch a football. So, yeah, we played and had a good time with that, and it's fun. When he was suspended, which is still one of the biggest question marks in the NFL history of how he got suspended but still wins Super Bowls. He came out to where we live, and I was running routes, and it was kind of fun. You know, he's throwing the ball around and keeping him in good shape, and it was exciting for me because, you know, that's what you do when you're a kid. And it's a sport that I played a little bit in high school and then quit because Ohio football is a little crazy and they didn't like my summer baseball overlapping. It's been a lot of fun, like just being around him, just to have a perspective and a breakdown of football and just the highest brain capacity of the game. It's really, really fun.
So you kept Tom Brady's arm sharp during Deflategate, Kevin Youkilis? That's what you're telling us? That's unbelievable. That's amazing.
Just one day. It was just one day.
Sure. Did you ever try to convince him to go to the Bengals to say, your whole world comes together? That would save the franchise.
Yeah. I've always said, hey, listen, if this doesn't work out, there's always a team that, you would look really good in black and orange helmet.
Yeah.
I'm more about, hey, Tommy, there's this team that we can buy. Let's try to buy this team. Let's get an ownership group together. You got this. Come on.
So it's interesting you talk about like watching it or thinking about football with someone whose brain is at that level. We were talking about this when we were watching the Manning cast the other night. Like, have you sat on a couch next to Tommy and watched a game and have him like tell you what's coming and then there it is, the next play is happening?
You know, we don't get that opportunity much, right? Because, he's busy in his, season and stuff like that. There's been, like, one of the Super Bowls that it was in Santa Clara. We live, like, 20 minutes from there. Tommy Wynn, he was announced, and he came to the house after. And we were sitting there, and I was listening and watching it. And there was just all kinds of conversation. But it's interesting. You know, it's like when Tony Romo, like, sees something. I mean, these guys, and Peyton and all these guys, they see something quick. And it's just so much fun and then it happens, and you're like, oh, wow, okay, great. Like, now I understand, why the two deep thing or, this coverage and why you're, like, you're picking apart a zone and how you do it. And that's kind of the fun part, right, for me as a fan of the game to learn at that level because I try to be a flag football coach for my kids, and it just doesn't work out the same. We're trying to break this zone, and, these kids are running all over the map, and they want the ball, and, it's like, all right. We can't get too technical.
So what do you see when you're watching a baseball game, Kevin, that we don't see? Because, like, you knew how to work pitchers. I mean, that OBP was over 4 a bunch, the OPS way over 9 a bunch for Kevin Youkilis. What do you see when you're watching baseball that we wouldn't be seeing?
I think patterns of pitchers, swing paths, just basically – You never loses. Like, so when you're an infielder, a lot of the stuff you do is you're reading swings, you're reading pitches, you're understanding where to move. Like, even if you're shifted and you're watching a guy, he's late or he's early or different swings he's taking, that also makes you move a little to your left or a little to your right based on that. So there's times that I'll be watching a pitcher in the way he's pitching, catcher in the way he's calling the game, and it was funny one time we were on the radio and I was like just hearing what was going on in the game. And I said, it was the World Series of playoffs. And I go, oh, watch this. He's going to throw a high fastball here. He's going to strike him out. And it happened. And my wife's like, how do you know that? I'm like, it's just when you're a baseball player and you're very analytical, which I was about the ins and outs of the games, you kind of even just hearing and seeing it, you kind of can see what's going to happen. And especially like now more than ever, you can kind of tell the tendencies of guys like throwing the high pitch a little more, getting a spin rate at the top of the zone. So, I think it's more about the swing paths and the way pitchers go about it with certain hitters.
So we've had Theo on the show many, many times over the years. We know you're close. You stuff things in the suggestion box. His job now is to fix and improve baseball. What suggestions are you giving to Theo?
Yeah, I mean, I love the new 28-man rule. I think that's a great rule in September. I mean, it stinks for some guys that don't get to get called up, which we when you're on a losing team too, you want to see more of these young players, right? As a fan base, because you're like, the season's over, but let's see some of these young guys and see what they can do. But I think that's a great rule. Keeps it kind of competitive at the end, and you're not seeing a bunch of different. I just read something about the pitch clock in the minor leagues is cut down games by 21 minutes. I'd be for that, I guess. You know, but the one hard part I have is this. Baseball is never against the clock. As much as it, like, are we really cutting down the 4.5-hour game to 4:09? Like, there's some games that are going to go really long. There's some games that are going to go really short. And so I do get it that we're trying to cut down a game, but, you know, it's really hard. My suggestion is advertising in between the innings is what holds up the game of baseball. We get it. You got to make the money. You got to pay the players, yada, yada, yada. But if they can do a split screen and let guys run in and out and keep the ads rolling, cut down that minute and a half to 30 to 45 seconds where guys get in and out, I think you're going to see a better pace of play.
Makes a lot of sense. I hope he's listening. So, Kevin, this was amazing, man. Our audience is digging it. Tell us about it. So you get into the beer game with Loma Brewing. What do you like? What attracted you to get into that business?
Well, of course, the ABVs after a game, and you need to cool off. I mean, that was when your adrenaline's at an all-time high, you need a beer to calm you down. So, especially me, I was a little psychotic out there sometimes. a cold, refreshing beer after a game was always one thing that got me there. But you know, I just developed, you know, this love for the craft beer industry for many different reasons. One was just the amazing taste of craft beer. And number two, it was just the camaraderie. I went out to the Great American Beer Festival in Denver one time, tried all these beers. I did the wrong. If you ever go to GABF, don't try every single beer possible in styles. Stick to one style or your tongue will go numb. It's a little wild when you go out there. But I love the camaraderie. I love the team. Brewers sharing information with each other, breweries hanging out, collaborating on beers together. I thought that was really cool. And, third and it's casual. I didn't want to wear a suit and tie after I was done playing baseball. I didn't want to go into that kind of corporate world or where I had to wear a tie, and no better industry than craft beer.
I'm looking at the menu here, man. The Barrel of Earthly Delights and the Jiu-Jitsu. I have tried the Jiu-Jitsu IPA before. I didn't know I could get a Jiu-Jitsu T-shirt, so I'm on that on the Aloma Brewing Shop right now.
Yes. So, we've only had one complaint of that. So, for all the listeners, I'm Jewish, so there's no one can get offended here. And I was doing jiu-jitsu until the back gave out a little bit. So, you know, got up to a blue belt, which was fun and exciting, and it was awesome. So, I was like, all right, we're gonna call it jiu-jitsu. And, we only had one complaint about that, luckily, in California. But usually in California, you're going to get more than one complaint.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So.
Uke, this was awesome, man. Don't be a stranger to the show. Good luck with Loma, and enjoy the game on Sunday. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, fellas. Hoo day.
There it is.
There it is.
Diehard Bengals fan.
See, that was so much better than a Bengals writer.
So much better. Good job, Shane. Bottom of the hour brought to you by DuckDuckGo. He had stuff for you on the other team.
I knew he was going to have stuff.
Didn't like the Jamar Chase pick. Believes in Joe Burrow. Hates ownership. Defensive line is real.
I'm telling you, the Jiu-Jitsu T-shirt in the Hebraic writing. And like a guy in a jiu-jitsu outfit with a tallis around his neck as well. I am all about it immediately right now.
We are way late. Boog Shambi at 3 o'clock. Olin Krutz at 4. It's Parkins and Spiegel on the score.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Every Friday is Pizza Friday. It's Pizza Friday. It's kind of the end of the week.
Afternoons on the score.
We'll talk to Boog Shambi in 20 minutes. It was Pastrami Friday around here today.
It's true.
There was pizza here also.
There was pizza here.
Yeah, so that's
from Lynn Brammer.
Accurate.
Wait, what? What's today?
It's J-Day today. Happy J-Day to you.
And also with you.
Thank you.
Happy Layla Wednesday to you.
Now we all give the handshake safely here. Yep. Turn around.
Robbie Gould also celebrates Pizza Friday. I remember that.
He's a P1.
Yeah, well, as he should be. Big fan. Right. He loves Parkins versus Spiegel versus Spiegel. It's Robbie's favorite bit.
It's coming up at 3:25 today.
Yeah, I did the thing where it's your birthday, and instead of like wondering if anybody's going to buy you lunch, you're just bringing it in on your own. You know what I mean? Bringing it in for your peoples. So I stopped at Manny's there, the venerable Manny's on Jefferson.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you.
I heard it was your birthday when Mike Rankin texted me earlier today. I just want to say happy birthday. You mean the world to me. I've enjoyed working with you for the last 10 years until this last December. You deserve the happiest of birthdays. Ruben is so blessed to have you as a father. I'm so happy for you. I hope you have a great birthday and a great weekend celebrating.
Great vibes, babe. Good to hear your voice again, Shemp. Do we have that? Do we have that that audio I asked you for 3 seconds ago?
Yeah, is that Murph or Speaks? Which one are we doing?
Yes.
now ask him a Holocaust question.
We dealt with both of them. So, which one do you want to bring up memories of? My God.
It was great to hear Shep on the station today for J-Day.
And Spat Meagle.
Spat Meagle made a comeback.
Love that guy.
I told Shane and Tanny I was going to buy lunch for your birthday. In our side chat, I probably should have informed you, but then you said, I'm coming in with pastrami. I was going to wait till you got here, see what you wanted, and order lunch.
Bagels, cream cheese and chives, pastrami. Do you need anything more than that? Really? I don't think so. A little mustard, maybe. Some sliced onion, sliced tomato would be nice.
That coffee's on me, buddy. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
No
thank
problem
you for that.
And did you see Manny's going to be available at the club level at Soldier Field starting tomorrow? You can get your long snapper IPA at Soldier Field. Get your Manny's there.
But really?
Heaven on earth.
They just tweeted it like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, my God.
I think
good
it was
for
you put it over the top.
I think I did.
And they're trying to get us
welcome
to go.
Yeah. To Bears games?
Yeah, to Bears games.
It's not going to happen.
It's probably not going
like
to happen.
I like it on the TV.
Yeah.
I could walk there. I could literally, you know, I mean, most people can. You could just kind of walk places if you want.
Yeah, wow, it's so impressive that you're able to walk. Good for you.
But I can see it, you know, just from right there. But yeah, I still wouldn't go.
Yeah.
Football on TV. I think you think it's good. It is really good.
I enjoy football on television.
High quality product.
Yes, absolutely. But sincerely, happy birthday.
Thank you much.
You're still in the demo. That's exciting.
Yeah, right there.
Still hanging on to the grip of the demo.
Right. Wearing the new birthday shoes today. The wife got me all white Cole Haans. Bang.
White on white.
Yeah.
Good luck keeping them clean.
I never owned a pair of white shoes before in my life. She says,
congratulations.
Thank you very much, Mitch. She says this is what the kids are wearing. The closest thing we have to a kid is, of course, Shane Reardon. What do you think, Shane, in the all-white shoes?
I thought they looked good.
All right.
You got good form-fitting pants on today, like the good taper down toward the shoe. With a shoe like that, it can't be like you can't be wearing like boot-cut pants. It has to be a pant that goes down over the ankle of the shoe.
See, when you're shaped like me, it's tough to get pants like this. Usually the pants start wide and they stay wide all the way down.
They look good.
You know? All right. Well, good to know.
Are you worried about keeping them clean?
The shoes?
Yes.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I've had one pair of white on white. It's very difficult.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not an easy thing to do.
Oh, a few hours in the OxyClean. Back good as new.
Hours.
Just drop them there.
But seriously, the benefit of having all white shoes, I do it with all my all white Crocs all the time. I wipe them down with a little bit of bleach. You can do that with your all white shoes.
You can go for that. All right.
Of course. You're fine. You're clear.
Good to know.
All right.
See?
No, asking the youth.
It's a dinosaur.
Hey. Yes.
We can do it.
You used to play that for Mac on the dinosaur thing.
Thanks for listening, man.
You got it. I'm the one who referred to him obliquely in a way.
That's how it started.
Early on, how it began.
Because of that, yes.
Yeah. He realized, by the way, he picked up on what you were putting down.
He realized that was me.
He cracked your code.
Mm-hmm.
And then we embraced
it. It's like Conan writing about Jay Leno.
When he would talk about the DVD walk-up, we'd play that. Absolutely ridiculous.
Like, the carousel of DVDs.
You still have DVDs.
Sure do.
He's a dinosaur.
Watched Escape from Alcatraz again.
Book Shoppy at 3 o'clock. It's Park at the Spiegel on the Score.
How much of a moron are you? You're smart enough to know this.
It's that type of kind back and forth banter with Book Shoppy that you could come to expect in a matter of minutes.
Yeah, he thought I was a moron, and he wasn't wrong. One time he said that, Matt, you're better than that about the shift and banning the shift. I bet he, like our last guest, Kevin Youkilis, is a big fan of the pitch clock. In fact, I know he is a big fan of the pitch clock that Jason Stark wrote about today. You know why, Danny?
Because it makes sense.
Well, yeah, but not just about the timing of it. It keeps pitchers from being able to go 100% every single time, so they throw it at the very maximum velocity they can possibly get every time. They'll be just a little bit tired, and they'll throw 95 instead of 98, and that's going to make a difference.
More offense, more balls in play,
right.
More action.
Don't you miss when it was just baseball going on in this sports town? Don't you miss that?
No.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
No, yes. I don't. I think these... I don't even know if Tanny and Shane like football. I think they...
Why would I like football? I was born and raised in this city. Yeah. I was not old enough to remember the lone Super Bowl victory. I love the 06 team. Why would I love football here?
Yeah, I mean, and we love the Bears. Like, we like to watch the Bears on Sunday, but and maybe this is...
But if we didn't have to for work, would we?
That's a good
maybe
question.
Maybe this isn't something, like, I should admit as the executive producer of your radio show, but... I really just don't care at all about sports. Like, I love the White Sox, and I'll follow the White Sox.
You knew that.
And I like sports.
Pretty obvious.
I can't live and die with sports. Like, Speaks, I don't even think you live and die with sports. You have tons of interests. Danny, I can't live and die with sports like you live and die with
sports.
Here's
the thing. I don't necessarily live and die in terms of rooting, but I'll tell you this. The other night, I watched all of a White Sox game, and then I shifted over and watched the entire Giants and Padres game on MLB TV. And then I watched Quick Pitch for an hour. Like, so I'm still a junkie, a hardcore junkie.
To see if
junkie.
You were on it?
Yeah. I heard Jonathan Hood on Quick Pitch last week.
Nice.
Right? How about that? Old school people getting their shots to do ball games.
Yeah, I'm sorry to admit that on a Friday, no less.
Here's the thing: you watched all of the Redskins and the Giants last night.
I did. See, then I'll go
through WFT, please.
Yeah, please. No,
sorry, excuse me. Sorry about that.
Dump them, Tanny. Yeah, no,
I believe they're called the Engines. Is that what they're called? No,
WFT,
dude.
What? I'm making a joke about how offensive they were for years.
Dump them.
I myself was not being offensive. I was talking about their level of offensiveness.
Yeah.
It's not like I mentioned the Milwaukee Bucks point guard, okay?
So you watched the game last night, Shane, because you, too, love
Congratulations.
I had caught up on Ted Lasso. I was like, screw it.
There's one more, right? It's out?
Yeah.
Is the latest Ted out?
I watched that one at, like, midnight.
Gotcha.
The one before at episode 7 or whatever.
Boog Shabby has been on Quick Pitch many times. He joins our show next on The Score.